Earth, sky.
Monday, December 10th. Mars will reach perihelion, its closest point to the sun, in January 2013.
And true to its history, a major dust storm has shown up in the Martian southern hemisphere. NASA spotted the dust storm on November 10th, and they've been watching it grow. Over the century, astronomers have monitored these storms through telescopes, and now via spacecraft.
Dust storms affected huge areas of Mars in 2001 and 2007, but not since 2007. This is the first time since the Viking missions of the 1970s that scientists have been able to study a regional dust storm both from Mars orbit and with a weather station on the surface. That weather station is on the Mars rover Curiosity, which touched down in August 2012.
NASA says Curiosity's weather station has measured decreased air pressure and a slight rise in overnight low temperature associated with the ongoing dust storm. Another rover on Mars since 2004, called Opportunity, doesn't have a weather station. This rover is more vulnerable to the storm. If the dust storm were to cloud the sky over Opportunity, it might shut the rover down, because Opportunity relies on the sun for its energy.
So NASA scientists are watching, waiting to see if the dust storm will grow or subside. For more, come to earthsky.org and search for Mars Dust Storm. I'm Michael Brennan.
And I'm Emily Howard. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.